I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The United States watched in shock as protesters breached the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. this past week. Four people died in the event, including one woman who was shot inside the building. Several police officers were injured. Dozens of protesters have been arrested so far. It's not the kind of thing people expect to see in the U.S., says Bruce Allen of FMI.
I do go to places. I have seen dysfunction in government, fistfights and wrestling matches in the halls of parliaments and congresses. We're susceptible to operating under the delusion that these other people who live in other nations are the ones with problems. And we're the experts. We're the ones who go and tell. We have all the answers. But that truly is a delusion.
In a bitterly divided country, please pray that Christians would point a way forward through their love for one another. And India's religious minorities face a gloomy forecast. John Padidi of Bibles for the World.
There is a group called the RSS, which is a Hindu nationalist group, very militant. And they've stated on the national media that they intend to make India free of Christians and Muslims by the 31st of December, 2021. They want to make India entirely Hindu.
The latest report from Release International predicts more persecution in 2021 than the previous year. Please ask God to protect his followers in India and praise God for this.
We see continued growth despite the oppression, despite the persecution. The gospel has not been locked down and it has not been quarantined, and the Holy Spirit is working across this country.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media and find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.